Lawmakers heard from administration officials last week that they are close to finishing up an interagency review on cybersecurity laws, which would then lead to talks on Capitol Hill about exactly what needs to be done to update them. But how close is close?
You know, I think we're very close, a matter of some weeks away from being able to share proposals with Congress.
That was Cameron Carey, the Commerce Department's general counsel, testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee. He was responding to some somewhat frustrated questioning from Rhode Island Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, who chaired a bipartisan cyber task force last year. There are still numerous cybersecurity proposals floating around Congress, but he says the Hill can't coalesce around one of them without some guidance from the administration.
Given the fact that the interagency process appears to have taken over a year at this point, and that during that time, discussions back and forth between the executive and legislative branch have been reduced to, as best I can tell, zero, but in any event, very slender channels of communication. I think it's really important that we begin to open that up so that we can begin to legislate in this area and do so in a meaningful way. The folks who are attacking us are not waiting.
White House spoke this morning at a cybersecurity symposium at the University of Rhode Island, saying he was optimistic that lawmakers would indeed see a White House proposal soon.
This is timely, as the threat is serious and action to protect our country is overdue. In the Senate, the Commerce Committee, led by Chairman Rockefeller and Senator Snow, both of whom also serve on our Intelligence Committee, reported out its bill on March 24, 2010. The Homeland Security Committee, led by Chairman Lieberman and Senator Collins, reported out its bill on June 24, 2010. The Intelligence Committee Cybersecurity Task Force completed its classified report on July 1, 2010, authored by me, Senator Barbara Mikulski, and Senator Snow. So we are ready in the Senate. We hope to do a major bill this year.
General Keith Alexander is the director of the National Security Agency and the commander of the military's U.S. Cyber Command. He also spoke in Warwick, Rhode Island this morning. He says these are not simple legal issues. He says he believes the government can protect against cyber attacks without violating civil liberties, but figuring out how the rules of war apply to the cyber domain is no easy task.
I think what we have to have is the ability to defend our nation in cyberspace. And clearly, Cyber Command is going to be expected to do part of that mission. We have to have the ability to move seamlessly when our nation is under attack, or if it ever is attacked in cyberspace, to defend it. How do we do that? That's got to be established. The mechanisms for doing that, the tactics, the techniques and procedures and the concepts have to be laid out and agreed to. And rules of engagement. Senator Whitehouse made some great points on this. The laws don't exist in this area. We have gone faster than laws and policies have kept up with. Do the rules of land warfare, how do you now apply those to cyber? What does that mean?
Even though the military now has its own centralized cyber command, its main job is only to defend the Pentagon's own networks. Leaders have said they have no desire to militarize the Internet, and protecting .gov and .com networks should rest with the Department of Homeland Security. But DOD also relies on a lot of civilian infrastructure, such as the power grid. And Alexander says he has reason to be concerned about that.
If you were to ask me to rank order where industries are in terms of their cybersecurity capability, I think power is at or close to the bottom of the list. Not because they're bad, but because that's not a focus area for them right now. Not only that, they don't have the technical expertise, nor the government help that they need, and we ought to give it to them.
Dr. Douglas Maughan, the director of DHS's Cybersecurity R&D Center, says they're trying to do just that. A program called TSIP-G aims to create the smart, trustworthy power grid of the future with cybersecurity features baked in. That project started in October.
The key thing here, I believe, is the fact that as part of this project, there's an advisory board of 30-plus private sector companies. Why? Because the university, which is this is led out of the University of Illinois, and the government are not going to be the ones to make this a reality. We have to have the private sector, those vendors who are going to build the technologies, those asset owners and operators who are going to deploy the technologies at the table to start with, so we ensure that what gets built, in fact, will be deployed.
Maughan says that hasn't always been the case with federal R&D. He says too often technologies get developed with federal research dollars only to be relegated to bookshelves. He says they're trying to take a similar approach to critical infrastructure in the oil and gas industry.
They came to us and said, we don't do cybersecurity, we do oil and gas. Help us out. Essentially what it amounts to is an agreement between five of the super major oil companies that allows them to do pre-competitive collaborative R&D with the support of the government. And essentially, they put their projects on the table, they put their money on the table, and we help them manage it. And in the end, the goal here is to raise the bar for the entire oil and gas sector, not just the five companies that are at the table today.
Defining the federal role in protecting critical infrastructure was one of the 12 objectives of last year's White House National Cybersecurity Initiative. But Rhode Island Congressman Jim Langevin, one of the many lawmakers who've written cyber legislation, says laws need to be changed to put someone at the head of the government's cybersecurity efforts.
There's no one single person or office with the proper authorities leading our government's efforts to keep our network safe. Now, to this point, I've introduced legislation that would protect our critical infrastructure and work to address current weaknesses in our security policy by increasing coordination among federal agencies and between the public and private sectors. My proposal establishes one national office with the proper policy and budgetary authorities to oversee cybersecurity.
Associate Deputy Attorney General James Baker testified last week that the administration agrees that moving forward on cybersecurity is urgent. He says the administration has made substantial progress on preparing a policy proposal for Congress that does the job while protecting civil liberties. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.